Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. The Republican-led House has just voted to block passage of the Senate payroll tax cut extension. So, what happens now? Let's back up. Last week, the House passed a one-year extension of the payroll tax holiday with unemployment benefits, a bill that also required President Obama to approve the Keystone Oil Pipeline and had all sorts of spending cuts. But then the Senate drafted a stopgap two-month extension instead of the one-year like the House, and the Senate bill included the pipeline demand, but little else. Republicans in the Senate, like Leader Mitch McConnell, thought they had a victory. President Obama gave up his veto of that pipeline requirement, so Senate members left for the holiday thinking that's that. But freshman House Republicans had another idea. They staged a revolt, freshman Republican Tom Reed calling the Senate two-month bill a failure of leadership, Republican Senator Scott Brown of Massachusetts saying that scuttling that bill is irresponsible and wrong. Gail Chadwick is congressional correspondent for the Christian Science Monitor on Capitol Hill. It seems, though, Gail, that despite that tongue-lashing, the House members went ahead and scuttled it.
Absolutely. No, you are looking at very serious misunderstanding and a set of values and principles here. This is not a trivial fight. It's a very deep one, beginning with a misunderstanding between the Senate and the House. Remember, in last year's critical election, two-thirds of the Senate were not up for re-election. They didn't face voters, but all of the House was. So the House represents the full force of the Tea Party rebellion, and the Senate, it's there, but it can't sway much of anything.
Well, and we've been trying to get at the heart of the reasoning of these House, largely the House freshman Republicans. They've been saying publicly that this two-month plan from the Senate is just kicking the problem down the road. They wanted to have a longer look at it. But many of them were against any tax cut extension originally, and now they want a year. Is this because the Senate, House Republicans wanted the cuts that they had included in their bill that would pay for the tax cut? Is this because they wanted spending cuts?
There was a lot in that bill that was important to House Republicans. They loved the idea of a pay freeze for federal workers. They think that part of the solution to the jobs crisis is to shrink government. They wanted to cut unemployment benefits from 99 weeks to 40 weeks. They think that the longer you have unemployment, the less likely you are to get into the job market. They think that they like the idea of states being able to drug test recipients of unemployment insurance. They like the pipeline, as you say. They like a plan to reduce to curb regulations for boilers, create a lot of jobs.
So
all of that is
All of that was in the Republican bill, but all of that's gone in the stopgap two-month thing. But, you know, what they did today was not really a vote. It was more a maneuver that would put the Senate bill back up for negotiation so that none of these House Republicans have to be on record as voting against a tax cut holiday. But what does happen? Because Harry Reid in the Senate has said, we will not come back to negotiate this. And right now, the tax cut holiday is up on January 1st.
This is a real standoff. Senator Charles Schumer, who's in New York, who's in charge of messaging for Senate Democrats, said today, wait them out. You know, let the House just look at the response from the public and wait them out, and they will change. And this is really a tough issue for Republicans, because regardless of their values, you know, they claim what they want is more money in the hands of American taxpayers and tax cuts. They don't think that the payroll tax holiday is a tax cut, really, because the government has to reimburse it from somewhere on borrowed money. But it sure is going to look like a tax hike to people looking at their paycheck the second week in January.
When they don't get it.
And voting in November, and when they don't get it.
Right.
And that is the reality that Democrats are counting on to change the view on the House, no matter what the vote is today.
Okay, well, we'll continue to watch this. Gail Chadwick, congressional correspondent for the Christian Science Monitor, monitoring everything for us there on Capitol Hill. Gail, thanks as always.
You're welcome.